Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Wow, do we have just over-the-top important information to cover today? It's Sunday, June 6th. The year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'll be here for the next 2 hours live. Then Sunday live with Owen Schroyer, 6 to 8 p.m. Central as well. Okay. Wow. You'll definitely want to click below and share the live link of this feed if you're watching at freeworldnews.tv or band.tv or Infowars.com/show. And you'll definitely want to tell locals also, wherever you live, you're listening on AM or FM radio or watching on local TV. It isn't part of the victory. It's all of the victory. Because the tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it fall. Did it make a sound? Same thing. We have the holy water. We have the crosses. We have the garlic. We have the sunshine that'll vaporize these psychic vampires, but we've got to get it out there to the people, and that's where you come in, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. President Trump, I would say, has reemerged and has put out a string of powerful videos over the weekend, one which is extremely cryptic in that soon we will take control of the White House again, sooner than you think, meaning, obviously, as evidence mounts that there was proven election fraud, and as evidence mounts that Joe Biden is a communist Chinese agent, and as evidence mounts that Fauci, working with Obama and others, launched COVID-19 to try to bring down the U.S. and embarrass President Trump and bring in the Great Reset, that they're going to be removed. So this is an incredible statement by Trump, and you add that into China hit us with this virus, and a lot of the president's surrogates, he is the real president, that's just a fact, are now coming out and saying it was obviously released on purpose, and this was all done by design, and mainstream news now saying, we bet the deep state launches a cyber attack, we bet the deep state's behind the cyber attacks, which obviously it is. The deep state's just corporate criminals worldwide, James Bond villains, but for real. As all of this comes out, we're in an insane time. This is an incredibly dangerous time. An incredibly amazing time. A lot of good things are happening, a lot of bad things. Everybody better be praying for awakening, for peace, for justice, and for protection of our children particularly, and that other eyes be open, other hearts be open, other minds be open, and that we reject this evil that's being injected into us by the New World Order, all this cultural evil, all the propaganda, the human-animal cloning that's now being announced everywhere. I mean, they're really making their move in their transhumanist revolution to play God. But first, let's get to the big clip. Here's Trump cryptically, and when it looks like a hotel ballroom, releasing several cryptic statements. We'll get to some more of them later, but here's the big one.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support you've shown. We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House, and sooner than you think, it's going to be really something special. But the love and the affection and the respect that you've given all of us, it's really important. The Republican Party is stronger than it's ever been, and it's going to be a lot stronger than it is right now. We're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. Thank you all very much. That support has been so incredible. Thank you.
That is a big deal. That is a declaration of war against the deep state that has said, they've said it publicly, if he continues to run the Republican Party and goes around the country getting other good members elected to the House and Senate and gubernatorial positions and legislative positions and corporate positions, pushing people to those positions, that they're going to indict his son, him, Giuliani, I guess he didn't have a dog, but the dog, if he had one, they'll indict a ham sandwich, that they're going to go after Trump with those indictments if he doesn't back down. Well, he's not backing down, so you got to admire that. Trump's got his problems. God, does he have them. like going along with that idiot demon Fauci. But other than that, I mean, they don't want him in there. And boy, don't you wish we had him now with what Biden and all these criminals are doing. There is so much to cover. There's also more good news. Huge federal court ruling overturning California's ban on AR-15s. So a lot of good things happening.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Sunday, June 6th. Thank you so much for joining us in the middle of this incredible year that is the year 2021. Wow. The globalists stole the election. They're trying to destroy populists all over the world, but the planet, the universe, humanity is a two-way street. And we are discovering our power, and we are fighting back in the intellectual war, in the economic war, in the spiritual war as well. Thank you so much for joining us again here on the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be here for the next 2 hours ahead of Sunday Live, another 2 hours of live Sunday night radio / TV analysis with Owen Schroyer. Find all the show times, links, videos, articles, and forbidden, verboten information at freeworldnews.tv, which takes you right to band.tv, but you can't share band.tv on Twitter or Facebook or other places. So the new URL that takes you there is freeworldnews.tv. And every link has its own little special link to get around the censors. And of course, if you're watching this later as a recorded program, once we have archives of it up, just click the link below and share it, because that is half the battle. And big tech hopes you don't. Oh, okay. Let me just tell you what's coming up today. First, Trump has reemerged, and I've been very upset the last 4 months to see him basically in dry dock, but he's 74 years old, and he looks a lot better now, and he's lost 30 pounds and looks 10 years younger, so maybe he's a little smarter than I am, but he has taken a rest, and he has now roared back out with three incredible announcements. One, that Republicans will be back in the White House a lot sooner than you think. Wow, that's a quote. Looking right at the camera, meaning we're going to overturn the fraudulent election. That is just huge, 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 huge. Then he comes out and says China should have to pay reparations for launching the Wuhan bioweapon attack, as the understanding of that now becomes mainstream. And he also says who the hell's running the White House, because Biden isn't. And that dovetails with his statement about we'll have him out of there soon, because it's not just 25th Amendment. It's the fact that he is a CHICOM agent. He lied to Congress. Others lied to Congress. His appointees lied to Congress. Like the attorney general, who knows damn well and had seen the documents, that Biden did meet with the Chinese officials for money. I mean, the whole rotten ship is going down. There's no way they're getting away with what they've done. There's no way they're going to be able to reverse all this. So that's coming up. Let me do this, though. Let me tell you what else I'm going to get to, and then I'm going to hit the free speech area that's really ripened now to an extremely important level if we act now. And so before I get to that big piece of news, let me just explain this to the wonderful listeners and incredible viewers. If you notice, everything we talk about a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, is now word for word mainstream news. That is because almost no one else at this level covers this information. And so we put it out, it percolates, others research, and then when it becomes safe to put it out, folks that are not against humanity and not against God and not against their own self-interest, by the way, they're just common sense, are able to then put the information out. That's why InfoWars, I was thinking about this last night and this morning, InfoWars is so incredibly important, and this morning I was thinking about saying this on air, and I said, you know, you really shouldn't say this because they'll come after you even more, but they already know. The enemy knows. That's why Trump was forbidden, according to the chief of staff at the time, General Kelly and others, to even be able to see InfoWars, because it was so accurate it would tell him what was right under his nose, how he was being spied on illegally, how they were really Chinese agents, the rest of it. And so you need to understand that when you support this broadcast and when you share the articles and videos, you have changed the world. You have fought back. And it seems like a small thing to promote a radio show, a small thing to share articles, but it's not. It's a big thing, especially when you get attacked or censored yourself for it. But it's a life and death thing. It's because it's being censored that you need to promote it. So I want to just say this at the start of the broadcast here. I do not get the credit for this. And this is important. I know you don't want credit. You're just like me. You want freedom and justice for your children and grandchildren in the future. And you hate seeing evil take over. I understand. But you need to let it soak in that you, the audience of this broadcast is not an audience. You are fighters. You are people that have literally not lived in the bleachers, not sat there in the peanut gallery, but you have been the men and women in the arena. And I don't care if you're an old lady living in a trailer park in Indiana, or you're a black man living in a tiny apartment in Chicago, or you're a Hispanic person living in Austin, Texas, who lives in a shack. I don't care what kind of car you got, or if you don't have a car, or any of that. I care about, do you care about freedom, and do you want to stand up for what you know is right, that your conscience tells you is right, because God created you. And God gave you a directive. If that's the case, and you spread the word, and you take action, it changes the world. So, I salute you. That is not empty words. That is not something to make you feel good. That is something that's the truth and that you need to recognize. Because when I see the awesome power of InfoWars, despite all my problems and all of it, God still rose me up to do this, just like he's done you. And I see how we've affected change and how InfoWars is the dominant countervailing zeitgeist to Satan's zeitgeist. InfoWars is the fount, is the progenitor, is the detonation point for the modern resistance now and going into the future. And I want you to understand that you are InfoWars. You are the resistance. This crew, all of you, the radio stations, the affiliates, the sponsors, the people praying for us, you have done incredible things. And I just wanted to soak in so that when you got made fun of or you lost your job for what you did or any of that stuff, it was worth it because God's watching and because it's actually bearing fruit. Now, stuff's going to get hellish, but it's going to do that anyway. Satan's real. I mean, Satan's making a move. Everything we do is going to lighten how bad what we're going to go through as a civilization is going to be. Because we're going to live and see the mark of the beast, Satan's world government. You will see the Antichrist. You will see one-fourth of the earth's population killed. You will see giant pillars and mountains of fire that John the Revelator witnessed when God took him to the future to see it. And it's going to be rough. And I don't know if it's a year from now or 20 from now, but I'm telling you this right now. It's all moving fast that direction. And you're like, well, then why do we fight it? Well, it's our job to fight it. And it's in that process of struggling with it that it crests and wins for just a very short period of time. Satan gets up there on that pinnacle of power and gets to have his panopticonic counterfeit of God, total surveillance, artificial AI, artificial omnipresence. It's a cheap shadow of a shadow of a shadow of a shadow, but it will be something like it. Predicts the future, people under its control, it can control the future. Once humans act like automatons, it will dominate and control them. This thing is going to build, it's going to work for a while, and then it's going to disintegrate. They'll be able to cure cancer, they tell you. And in a couple of years, that person will die a violent death from side effects. They'll be able to promise they can download your soul and do a computer. All of this is a fraud. All of this is a lie, and we are going to be here to witness and to see it. It's going to be spectacular. So don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you depressed. Don't let it get you into a position of where you absorb all this evil and then you feel bad and you feel depressed and you commit suicide. Don't do that. Commit yourself to fight against the New World Order. Warn others. Love others. Have justice. Bring light into the world. And know that it's a process and that we're going to go through this. It's going to make us much, much stronger and much, much closer to God. Thank you all for your support as well. Buying the products keeps us on air. The big sale ends tomorrow. Store-wide free shipping. It actually ends tonight. Double Patriot points. 40% off DNA Force Plus. 50% off some of the other products. That sale ends tonight.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer,
Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax and radio.
Anthrax and radio.
LRWWCR transmitters, 100,000 watts. Only one station with 100,000 watts in America. We're on it. All the other big ones are 50,000 watts. We're talking about AM. There's FM 100,000. Oh, yeah. What have I told you? They were lying. Woo! Anthrax and radio! Unstoppable watts.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax.
Anthrax.
All right, I'm gonna stop it. Here's some good clutch. Fair listeners, I had the clutch singer on like 10 years ago. Good guys. Smart guys. Better look out. All right, let me stop talking about that and get serious here because I didn't get rabbit trail, but just let me tell you what's coming up. I'm going to hit the Trump news next segment where he says Biden's about to be out of office. I mean, that's just like, whoa. I saw that last night, and I just about fell out of my chair. I mean, the implications of that, what that means, Trump wouldn't just say that if he wasn't going to try it. Trump better have really good Secret Service coverage. Because they were scared to kill him when he was in office. And if they kill him, it'll make him a martyr. But I've weighed the globalist mindset. I've looked into their bean counting, their abacus, and their, you can say, the scales of their arithmetic and the topography of their navigation of their political wilderness, and I just don't see how they don't try to kill him. Because they're desperate. They want to maintain control. The fact they launched that bioattack's coming out. But let me hit this big piece of news first, because this is so important to Congress and to the House and Senate, to America, to the world, and it really is what we face. This is what globalism is. Is unaccountable corporate governance. I believe in libertarian ideas when it comes to social issues and things. I'm a live and let live person. But when it comes to governance, corporations simply become government when they're left unchecked by government. So we need a limited government, a republic, to protect us from the equivalent of the modern East India Company, which became more powerful than pretty much the British Empire itself and became its own military, its own governance, its own unaccountable system. Reason doesn't really come from government. Government's just raw power, the raw execution. Well, under corporate governance, that's what you really end up with. So people can argue about section in the legislation, in the law, where big tech has all these different systems where they are given immunity, Section 230. And we can harp on that all day, and people have been harping on that, instead of going, how does Big Tech lie to Congress and say they don't spy on anybody or collect any data or sell that data when on record that's their business and they do? It's like saying cows aren't cows or the sky isn't blue. I mean, it's next level. It's absolutely next level. And I kind of went off this segment singing along to the Clutch song, so I'm a little bit had a false start this segment. So this next piece of news is so big that I'm not going to cover it till the next segment. And then I'm going to cover the huge Trump news, and I'm going to just restart the broadcast when we come back after the break that's coming up in a few minutes. Because this has got to be said just right. Because I've been harping on this, and I've been explaining this to people, and I've been going over this ad nauseum, and no one has listened to me in Congress. Trump wouldn't listen to me. I have given this speech to former heads of U.S. intelligence agencies. I've given the speech at dinner with U.S. senators off record. I've given the speech with top talk show hosts off record. I've given the speech everywhere till I'm blue in the face. And no one seems to understand what I'm saying. And finally, I got up this morning, and I turned on my little devilish iPad, and there was Ted Cruz saying it right out of his mouth. And, you know, you can talk about Ted Cruz, and some people don't like him, and he stabbed Trump in the back and all that. It doesn't matter. Ted Cruz is probably the smartest person in government. Rand Paul's really smart as well. I mean, quite frankly, they're both politically and intellectually way smarter than Trump. Trump has really good instincts and some things, but as sneaky as Cruz is, you just can't ignore the fact that he would be an incredible president if he actually worked for us. And I think Cruz wants to work for America. I think he believes in the idea. I think he believes enough in himself that he doesn't want to try to hold other people back, because that's the real mark of a man, is that you don't want to suppress other people because you're insecure. I would like to see Ted Cruz as president one day, even though he's attacked me and all the rest of it, and he's also defended me. I just know that he would run circles around the globalists if we got him in there. But obviously, he doesn't have some of that destiny like Trump has. Like he bet on Glenn Beck. He also has some blind spots, but Ted Cruz has learned a lot. We all learn. I've learned a lot. But Ted Cruz presented the world on Fox News this weekend the keys to freedom. The keys to everything. Because, see, now I figured out why. When I was saying I was libertarian, because I like the ideas of it, it makes sense at one level so you understand how complex things are and that power always amasses and always, whether it's communism or fascism or corporatism or whatever it is, it always masses together and becomes authoritarian. And so the globalists spend billions and billions pushing libertarian thought. So, leave corporations alone. We don't need any regulations on them. And when you see the local socialist Agenda 21 code enforcer not letting you cut a tree down in your backyard that fell on your house in a storm, you go, hey, the tree fell over, and Austin says, sorry, it doesn't matter the tree got struck by lightning or there was a tornado. You've got to replace it with that many inches of tree. And you're like, a 30-inch oak? I don't have the money to buy a 30-inch oak. And then you're like, I don't like government. Government sucks. Yeah. And then corporations become just like that and behave just the same. So you got to have some type of balance there. But I'm digressing. I'm going to try to cut right to the heart of the matter, because this is a very simple issue. But if the world gets it, it's over for the New World Order, because I figured out their plan for this libertarian thing. Because I've said it over again, I am not a large L libertarian anymore, because I figured this out.
There are now over 100 peer-reviewed studies in just the last year documenting that surgical masks do nothing to stop the transmission and the spread of viruses. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. Here's another article on Infowars.com, a major German study showing exactly the same thing. But Fauci knew that. He wrote a study himself, his name's on it, in 2008, saying not only Do masks not work? But most of the deaths of the Spanish flu back in 1917, 1918 were caused by people wearing masks and it breeding bacterial pneumonia in it. They're filthy diapers. Many people dying have died of bacterial pneumonia and they call it COVID-19. And the criminal Fauci and others knew it all. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. Our big sale ends this Monday. So you got 3 days left. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and things like DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Check it out. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
InfoWars, because there's a war on for your mind. All right, let me just tell you what's coming up next hour. West Point is putting people in solitary confinement that don't take the deadly gene therapy, genetic engineering, Frankenshots, and Indian towns that refuse the inoculation because the town elders are, there's video throwing out the UN injectors. They're having their power cut off for not taking the voluntary injections. And it's all over the news that they're going to start doing similar things here in the United States. This is a giant exercise in tyranny. If they can put something in your body that's experimental and secret on top of it, they can do anything. and now massive new studies have come out from prestigious institutes saying this is a mistake. It's not, it was done on purpose. But see, they're good scientists. They're like, this is a mistake. It's causing an autoimmune response in the body to these spike proteins. And these proteins are all in the body, and the body is eating holes in itself, the brain, the lungs, and the heart. This is terrible. Why are you doing it? Fauci did studies at UT in 2012, and the studies said, do not ever create a vaccine that tries to block a cold virus protein, because the virus is made out of the same stuff as your body. Good God! And that's why so many people I know that are smart are freaking out. I have trouble. I sat there today for like an hour staring out the window. Just like, why are they doing this? I mean, the heart attacks, the death, it's depopulation. It's real simple. And it's an IQ test. If you're dumb enough to take this stuff, they think you deserve to die. And again, it killed rats on average in a couple months. And rats, a couple months, like a couple years in humans. And it's a dead reckoning thing, but that's why they do it. And it telegraphs the studies do that. So, I mean, and Dr. Tenpenny says 6 months to a year. Other scientists, Wolfgang Woodark, says about a year. Yi Don, the former head of Pfizer, their chief scientist, he said, yeah, I think about a year. If you look at the rat studies, it's a month or two with rats and about a year or two with humans. I mean, we're going to just see dead people everywhere. I mean, and it's like, there's mystery illnesses that are causing strokes and heart attacks and people becoming like Alzheimer's patients when they're 10 years old, 30 years old. That's mystery neurological disorders in Europe and the UK and the US. Suddenly hospitals are full. There's an RT headline. It's happening. And it's probably spreading. Canadian health officials baffled by mystery deadly brain disease. I probably said 100 times last year, they'll call it mystery neurological disorders. It's all happening like a damn slow motion train wreck. See, I'm not one of these guys that says, stay with us all. I'm going to cover it next hour. I just got to it right then, but I'm going to show you all the articles next hour. Let's get to this right now. And I wasn't gushing earlier over Ted Cruz. It's just satisfying to see somebody that gets it. And all the time, no one gets what I'm saying but Ted Cruz. And I'm not kissing his ass. It's just that, my God, you're like thrown overboard into the ocean. You know, you grab on whatever you can get. Here it is, Ted Cruz. Fauci email show Facebook operating as extension of government, now exposed to legal liability. Bingo, bingo, bing, 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 bing. You win the jackpot. Because I've studied international law, I've studied our law. All these big tech corporations are working and partnered with government, usually whatever party's in power, to suppress their political enemies, to suppress their financial enemies, to suppress their technological enemies, which is violation of trust laws, and surveillance laws they're violating. And they've now become government institutions. Facebook has 3 billion members. It bans speeches in Congress and scientists that speak, and DeSantis has a hearing with a bunch of scientists, and Fauci doesn't like it, so they ban that off YouTube. This is incredible governmental meddling. If the FBI ran the post office and wouldn't let you mail letters criticizing Fauci, you'd say, get rid of the FBI, right? The FBI would get in trouble for that, right? Well, this is just digital mail. Oh, but it's a free corporation. You're talking to somebody. They're surveilling you in live time, Facebook admits, and then even say in their internal documents, well, we really want to suppress the truth. You know, doesn't matter. They're telling their fact checkers, listen, we're really worried about people being truthful. So suppress it, particularly compelling, truthful narratives that block people taking their shots. Oh, really? Like, hey, my wife took it and she's dead. Well, don't let them show that. So here's Ted Cruz explaining to the Fox News host that, do you understand that Facebook is meshed with bureaucracies and government agencies in live time suppressing the people of the country and what we say? That's Ceausescu's Romania. That's Kim Jong-un's North Korea. That's Xi Jinping's China. That's Stalin's Russia. That's Hitler's Germany. I mean, this is the Muhammad Ali. I mean, like, he's the greatest boxer. Like, that's the standard. Well, this is the Muhammad Ali of tyranny. I mean, this is when you're doing that in live time, baby. I mean, there's a ceiling on this. That's like as high as you can get. It's as bad as it is. And Congress just sits there and goes, "Is it true you track us with the phones?" And Sundar, the head of Google, goes, "No, we've never tracked anyone's phone." And the senator goes, "Thank you for telling me that. I heard you do it." I mean, these people, most of these judges, most of these senators are literally morons. They were put in power because they're idiots and because they'll do whatever the globalists say. But I'm sorry. The full Ted Cruz interview is like 10 minutes long. It's on InfoWars. But here's part of it. Here it is.
First, here's the Fauci flip-flop over a two-week period. Watch.
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina. And if you look at the grant, and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain-of-function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
It would have been almost a dereliction of our duty if we didn't study this. And the only way you can study these things is you've got to go where the action is. So we had a modest collaboration with very respectable Chinese scientists who are world experts on coronavirus. And we did that through a sub-grant from a larger grant to EcoHealth.
Okay, joining me right now to discuss this is Senator Ted Cruz. He sits on the Senate Judiciary and Foreign Relations Committees. Senator, good morning to you. It is wonderful to see you this morning. I want to get right into the Facebook connection. But first, Senator, tell us, did Fauci commit perjury just there?
It sure looks like it. He looked at Rand Paul's eyes and told a flat-out falsehood. And unfortunately, this has been a pattern with Dr. Fauci, that what he says on Monday somehow isn't the same as what he says on Tuesday. But don't worry, what he says on Wednesday is almost certain to be different. And I got to say, this email dump that came out makes clear that this is not just being sloppy. It is systematic, and it is systematically an effort to mislead the American people. And as you noted, he wasn't doing it alone, but he was doing it with much of the U.S. government behind him, and with Facebook and big tech operating as an extension of the U.S. government in order to silence any views that disagreed, not with the science, because he wasn't looking for the science, he was suppressing the science, but rather trying to silence anything that disagreed with the political narrative that was convenient that he was pushing at that moment.
And then Cruz goes on to explain in the law, now that they've done that, they've totally opened themselves up to liability, to FOIA requests, to everything. You can't have the government. Imagine if the government teamed up with the Dallas Cowboys to spy on you. You'd be like, arrest Jerry Jones. But if it's Facebook or Twitter, oh, then it's okay. They hired over a million trained fact checkers in the last 3 years, 4 years, by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center to now run all the big tech and be in your private accounts, reading your private messages. I mean, this is a giant spy scandal. And it's government all linked up with the corporations doing it and then hiding behind that corporate wall saying it's a private company. No, it's not. It's a criminal mafia cabal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am very, very proud to be at the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. But I can't stay at the tip of the spear fighting for my family and your family unless you support us. And you do that by praying for us, by spreading the word with our articles and videos, and by financially supporting us. And that's really important to do because we don't have Bill Gates. We don't have Warren Buffett. We don't have Ted Turner. We don't have George Soros funding us. We have the people funding us. And right now, it's really easy to do. Biggest sale of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, and up to 50% off on all our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, so good for your cells, so good for your body. The Rolls-Royce product, back in stock for almost 7 months being out, it is 40% off. Pollen Block, back in stock, 40% off. The list list goes on and on. Take advantage of all of these big specials and sales at InfoWarsStore.com and keep the tip of the spear in attack formation. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping ends Monday.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Sunday, June 6th, the year is 2021. You're a sentient, conscious being that can interface with God and God's creation universe as we spin through space on this beautiful planet orbiting a standard yellow star, two-thirds of the way out of the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. The waltz goes on forever. And if we go with God's design, you're happy. And it pleases God, and it pleases us. If we go against God's code, it's called sin. And its wages are death. You see that. Do what the system says, you die. Both physically and spiritually. Thank you so much for joining us. I just played a little bit of that Ted Cruz clip. But you know, I'm going to do something because Cruz and his guest, or he's the guest, the host, really lay it all out in the first 5 minutes of the interview. How, whether it's COVID-19 or whether it's election fraud or whether it's the Second Amendment or whether it's Antifa existing, you know, they gaslight us and go, Antifa doesn't exist. These are mostly peaceful protests. Second biggest burn down of the cities in U.S. history. And then if you go, oh, look. Here's Antifa beating up an old lady. Twitter takes your Twitter account away from Savannah Hernandez. Oh, we can't have her. She's a conservative, smart, good-looking Latina who's out showing these thugs beating up women. Well, we'll just ban her for them. Same thing they do whenever all the footage comes out on the national news. they try to edit it and cut it down and claim Republicans are out burning things down. I mean, the level of lies is insane. And Jack Dorsey and all these people are protecting that. They are protecting Twitter. Congress is. And they're protecting Facebook, and they're protecting it, and it's doing illegal things. Facebook and Google particularly are light years worse than Twitter with the data mining and the activities they're involved in. So always get behind, and that's fine. I'm going to hit the huge Trump news next hour, the first part of it. Then I'm going to hit the military news, the global destabilization news, the clear hack attacks. Now even mainline analysts are saying are coming from corporations in the deep state. Why do we keep thinking governments are the ones hacking things or governments are the ones destabilizing things? It's global corporations. They're bigger than governments. Facebook has 3 billion members. You really think Zuckerberg really runs that? You really think Biden's running anything? Let's start talking about who stands to gain from the lockdowns. The big corporations doubled and tripled their profits. That's how you got to start thinking. Kibono. But look at these headlines. Twitter declares access to its platform a human right amid censorship of conservatives. And when I saw that headline come out Friday night, before I even read the headline, I knew what it was going to say. They want to be able to overthrow governments by manipulating who gets political support and who doesn't, and letting their operatives run flash mobs, and then Twitter sends that message to everybody that's in the particular country. Just like the Arab Spring, they admit Twitter worked with Google and Facebook to throw out moderates, put radical Muslims in, and then blow up hundreds of churches in 1 week alone in, where was it? Egypt and other areas. So all the tie-dyes and all the trendy outfits and all of it is a cover that this is a mechanized army. If space aliens landed and were wearing tie-dyes, I suspect everybody would just bow down to them. Or if Hitler wore tie-dyes, I'd be like, well, Hitler's going to kill me, but it's okay. He's got a shaved Buddha's head and a big Buddha beard, and, you know, he's wearing an electric orange-yellow tie-dye. It's okay. He lets the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, 50,000 of them at Twitter alone. This is in the news. 1 million-plus have been trained for big tech. Across the board, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, trains them in a two-month course in the last 4 years, and then they are in your computer. They are in your private messages. They are in your email if you use Gmail, and they are watching you, and they're admitting they're watching you. And then they get upset if you criticize them and ban you. They're bullies. They're thugs. They're cult leaders. They're capturing us. They're imprisoning us. They're training us to live in a prison, a digital surveillance prison. And now they've got physical 200-square-foot coffin apartments ready for us. Oh, but it's trending, and the people selling it are wearing tie-dyes, so it must be okay. They're not hippies living in some VW bus out by the river. They're not anti-war people. They're not non-threatening. They're evil. They're powerful. And they learn to look non-threatening. It's called camouflage. And as soon as you figure that out, the smarter you're going to be and the more you've got a chance of surviving. But I digress. Think about that statement. Twitter declares access to its platform a human right amid censorship of conservatives. And they say, here it is, Twitter policy. We are deeply concerned by the blocking of Twitter in Nigeria. Access to the free and open Internet is an essential human right in modern society. Hashtag open Internet. We will work to restore access for all those in Nigeria who rely on Twitter to communicate and connect with the world. But you know what they found out? Twitter was banning pro-government people with an AI program by the hundreds of thousands in Africa's most populous nation. Just like Twitter and Facebook ban members of the UK Parliament and members of our president's banned. You've got in Australia, they're banning members of Parliament that simply say we shouldn't have endless lockdown and masks don't work. Oh, the UN says you're not allowed to say that. Again, the UN says what we can say. The UN says what we can do. Think about that. So you need to go watch the full Ted Cruz video because they get into all of that. But you're probably thinking what I'm thinking. This is pretty oxymoronic. It's hypocritical. It's paradoxical. To sit there and to say to you that, oh my gosh, we're so concerned about free speech. Everyone has a right. No one should ever be censored. No one should ever be blocked. It's a sacred code that we follow. We're Google. We're never evil. And we're Twitter. We're never evil. And then they're just reign of terror. Letting Antifa say where people live, letting Antifa say they're going to come kill people at their houses, letting Antifa say where Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson live and where I live, and Facebook says, oh, you're allowed to even prepare violence against Alex Jones. Because they're the liberals, they're the underdog, they're the guys fighting the fascists, they're Captain America fighting the Nazis, though they're financed by an actual Nazi collaborator, George Soros. I mean, it's their excuse to act like monsters. And then Andy Ngo gets beat up again, and then, Twitter blocks his account. Because, you can't show Antifa go to Ashley Babbitt's memorial event and beat people up at the memorial. No, Twitter's busy blocking people that show Antifa beating up people at a memorial service for Ashley Babbitt. Because their job is gaslighting you. Their job is controlling you. Their job is dominating you. And you need to understand that. And it's not a bunch of liberals that mean well and, oh, they're not following their own rules and they're confused. They're corporate, vicious criminals following a psychological warfare operation. IBM, Facebook, Twitter, Google, their subsidiaries, Apple. Apple runs the worst camps. They've got major international rights groups that do analysis, and Apple runs the worst subcontractor facilities because they demand lower cost, and they demand robots take over, and the Chinese come to them, the communists, and say, you need to just let us have a few dollars more a day for our employees instead of $1, $2, and they could have a place to live, and we wouldn't have them committing suicide. And Tim Cook says, put nets up so they can't kill themselves when they jump off the damn top. It's always mitigate us. Don't respect someone trying to kill themselves. Don't help them. Don't make their job better. Just put nets up so when they try to act out with that they won't do it, they'll go somewhere else and kill themselves. That's a satanic mind. It's how they operate. Whew. We're going to come right back with hour number two. I'm sure you heard about it. Twitter suspends organization for announcing they will release more Fauci emails. They get them via FOIA. It's totally legal. Shows the criminal. Oh, you're blocked. You're not allowed to do that because we wear tie-dye shirts. I mean, come on. I wear a tie-dye shirt. I'm allowed to help murderers.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.